So, I am going to present something that we already gave in a preliminary version at the workshop in ICSI. So I don't know if someone was already there, it's more or less the same material, but I would like to disseminate knowledge about this work we have been doing. Jin Wagao is the PhD student, and this, the other people are people in my group working on this tool. And the tool is called TAXI, and I will show them the acronym. What this tool does is that it takes an XML schema, and it can derive in an automated way as many XML documents as you want that are conform to this schema. So this is a short outline of the talk. I assume that XML notation is widespread and quite well known. So the idea is that we have these documents that are described with tags and in a tree form, and this has become a de facto standard today for exchanging data and information. So in parallel with the XML annotation, there is a widespread diffusion of the schema that provides a grammar, the rule, for defining the structure of the content of the document that are accepted in a given domain. So this is interesting in the open world in which tool have to in which application need to exchange information within domain, because in this way we can have that systems. Do we have any pointer? I didn't. No. Okay. Sorry. I always forget. So if we have different systems and they both agree to exchange data that are conforming to a given schema, they can easily interoperate even before, if the application don't know of each other. So in this perspective, thank you very much. So we have this system, and we in this perspective we are assuming that they exchange document in a given format, and that we have a schema which is decided, agreed within that domain. So what we think is interesting to have for testing or for benchmarking, if we have an agreed schema, then we would like to generate from this in some automated means some documents that are conforming to this schema and that we can use to test, for instance, one application or to benchmark some database and so on. So there are actually some tools already available in some open tool and so on. Probably you know already some of them. And there are some that just you give a schema and in a random way they derive one document. And when you again try to reproduce some document, you already got that same document. Also, there are some very formal approach to provide constraint a priori on what kind of generation you want to do. But in this case, you need a lot of work for setting what you want to obtain. What we propose instead is this tool in which we take the schema and exploiting the definition, the syntax of the schema, to derive in a systematic way a set of documents that cover more or less all the features of the schema. And we want to get this in an automated way. We don't want to before to define which are the rules and so on. So we started, maybe for our more proximity with the testing world, we started to do this, applying the same idea that is behind the well-known category partition approach in testing. That is a systematic black box test generation. Those that have a more formal background, they can think of this tool as if doing some grammar-based generation. But I would like to warn that we didn't really start to apply the grammar-based approach, because in some cases we had to also apply some practical, pragmatic rule to limit the number of generated documents. So, for those that have knowledge of category partition, we can make an exercise to understand how it works, how the tool works, making a sort of parallel that in some cases is a forced parallel with what is in the category partition and what is in the XPT, that is XML-based partition testing. So, in the category partition, the first thing is that we have to take the specification, is a black box approach working on the specification, and analyze what is the program, if there are, and especially to start apportioning the testing between the separate units. In XPT, we have a preprocessor that prepares automatically, this is completely automated, that prepares the translation. And in particular, we make already some transformation to facilitate then the generation. Then the functional unit, so the separate piece, in our case, are the sub-schema that we get by considering the choices, the choice construct of XML schema. We will go through these steps a little bit in more depth now. The categories in the category partition are the parameters that are of interest, that could be the input variable or some environment parameter. Here, in XPT again, this can be completely automated because we take the types and elements of the XML schema grammar. For the choices we then consider that are the single, the separate, for those that are not knowledgeable of the category partition, in the categories we identify which are the variable important, the parameter and so on, while the choices give what are the relevant value that we should exercise during the testing. So, to do this in the XML schema, we look at which are the cardinalities, min of cur and max of cur, or what are the kind of the values of the element of the schema. Then, in the global project of Taxi, we would like also to enrich the generation also with invalid document. So in this step we would like to separate in the generation between the document that are really conforming to the schema and other that we purposely generate wrong because we want to make some robustness testing. Unfortunately, this part is not we don't have yet invalid constraint. Of course, it is easy to take invalid document because we give invalid values. It is more complicated because if we want also invalid the structure of the document. And then we can go to the generation that is automated also in the category partition that after this analysis we generate the real documents. So, as I said before, for the sub-schema we consider the choices that give to the document creator the possibility to choose between different elements of the document. When we generate the documents that are equivalent to the schema, we make a sort of combination of all possible selection for choice. And this we do before making the generation, the real generation, so that we get a separate set of XML instances, each one with different different assignment of the value. Then, as I said, we identify the categories. This is done easily by passing the schema. And then we look at the various value. And in this case, this is where we have applied our creativity as tester, in the sense that, for instance, if we have unbounded max occur, that is one element can have an unbounded number of entrants in the document, then we have set as default in taxi one value, okay, in this particular case 3, but this can be set to different value, and in this way we delimit the number of documents, otherwise it will be infinite, and so on. So we combine the category partition also with the boundary condition then, because when we have the min occur and max occur, then we have, for instance, one document in which min occur will be, in which the its occurrence will be the minimum, so for instance, zero. One document in which we will have three elements with three elements of cardinality, another one in the middle, and so on. So we have combined heuristics that are well known from the testing field. Okay, so we plan to have also invalid. It is not yet done. Okay, these are some examples. And then we have an intermediate step for optimizing the generation, in which we have an intermediate instance that is created, that is not yet a compliant XML document, but is put on a file, so that we can, we can make the generation more efficient. Even for a very simple schema, if we don't apply this kind of heuristic, we get a billion or giga number of possible documents. So really, there is a lot of engineering that must be put finally to get the approach working. Okay, and then we have to derive the real document in which we have to give to the value. The real some real value. So in this case, for instance, if it is an interval, we apply, as I said before, boundary condition. So if we have some document that is within an interval, an element that is between 1 and 10, we give 1, we give 10, and we give 1 in the middle. If it is a string, we can generate some random string. Also, to have some more meaningful value, we combine the generation with the use of a database in which the tester can also save some meaningful value. So if the string is name, instead of having x, y, z, that is what you would do, you can also, before preparing the generation, by setting in the database Barbara and Bruno, yeah, my brother is Bruno, and then you will get this value randomly from the database. Okay, this I said before. As I said, the problem is again, even with all these heuristics, we can have 100,000 of documents, even for a very simple schema. So we apply, we also apply some strategy for the selection. So the user can either set the maximum number of documents he want to generate. Directly, you say I want 10 instances, or can set some coverage. So coverage is set on the element, on the type of the schema, and you say, okay, I want to cover at least 50% of the element, or you can mix the two things. Now I don't know exactly how the things are mixed, but the same thing can be applied together. And also we give some weight for applying this. So when you say that you want only a limited number of instances, how can the tool choose which one to pick? Instead of having it completely random, we give
some weight.
I don't know if it is readable here. So, by default, all the elements within one type are given uniform weight. But you can enhance these, and in this way, when you make the generation, of course, the priority will be given to higher weight. So it's a very simple, very pragmatic way of working. So the tool is always under development. It's a constant. It is in my lab for the last years. But okay, the architecture is done by a schema analyzer, which makes all the pre-processing. Then there is a separate module that makes the selection, the strategy for limiting the number of documents, as I showed before. And then it is interfaced, as I said, with a database. In particular, it is currently interfaced with Exist. Okay, and then there is the user interface that is nothing particularly fancy. So, the main reason I am giving this presentation today is that I believe this tool can have many possible applications, and maybe someone of the community wants to take part to his further development or experimentation. One possibility, for instance, is to use this to populate a database. Currently, we are making a collaboration with a professor of the University of Pisa that develops algorithm for searching in database, and he needed some benchmark. He needed, in fact, to have many documents for measuring the performance of his algorithm. So we are collaborating and generating thousands, hundred thousand of documents for a performance evaluation. Going back to the original idea, it could be used for testing interoperation between two different applications if they agreed to speak to each other using XML format. So in this case, the tool provides completely in complete automatic way the inputs. And I will go back to this in a moment. And another thing that we plan as a future work is that starting from this building instrument, this could be used also for testing web services communication, because all the interaction that is based on soft protocol could be reconducted. It is XML, is actually XML. So we have not done anything on this, but it is something we plan to do. So going back to black box testing, as I said before, so the idea is that we have the schema. With the tool, we can have a set of documents that are valid, a set of documents that are not valid, and then we can give these to test the system. Now, the problem is that we don't have the Oracle, because we generate in...
I was there, yes.
Yeah, the problem is that we have a bench of many inputs, but of course it's like if you do random testing. I mean, we have generated think of it as generating in an automatic way random XML inputs. Another thing that we have done in a small case study is that this can be used for testing XSLT engine, because these are thought to translate from one XML schema to another. So actually, in this way, we have solved also the problem of the Oracle, because we have a starting a source schema, and we have programmed a stylesheet transformer, and we want to see if it is correct. So what we do is to generate by proxy the instances, to give these to the engine makes the transformation, and then since these must be conforming to the arrival schema, we have in this case also the Oracle. And we have done this in a small case study between the MAC 21 and the Dublin Core that are schema adopted for a bibliographic file. So, this is it. This tool, as I said, is always by definition in development. I foresee a lot of possible application. We would like to do the instance. Actually, this has started as a work. The tool needs to be defined also for usability. And we plan to make, we have several contacts for making a more serious validation. And the beta version at your own, to risk your pericol at your own risk, has been now linked to our, is beta version to our lab, or maybe better if you send me an email and explain why you may want to use the tool, and we will see. Okay, so that's it.
If you have a very deep structure to your XML schemas, that generates even more more documents. I'm working at Delporia. We have schemas that are incredibly complex. And so trying to go through this is there some way to combine the generation with some way of pruning the trees so that you don't have
it? For the moment, we are doing it manually. We understand, we have discussed about this. So the idea that we have is that maybe you could only highlight which part of the schema you want to make the generation. But for the moment, we do this pruning before, manually. So because the problem is that it must be done by... Sorry, for the moment, the problem is that you really need to have a schema that is a schema correct, grammatically correct, and so on. Another way could be to use the weight. In some cases, if you make very low weight for the part that you don't want to stress. But in any case, you have the big, big, big document. We started at the beginning from a document of the HL7, that is the security standard for medical documents and so on, and that wrecked everything. It was. And so after we started from this, we understood to go bottom up instead of working.
You took everything? I have another question. Is it difficult to try to figure out whether you, that's large, okay?
It's on.
It's on. Is it difficult to figure out whether or not you have a good set of documents, you know, when you're generating them?
Oh yeah, we use Validator, XML. There are a couple very good on the web available.
So the coverage you can actually.
Oh, coverage. Oh,
but how do you know you have, what's the definition of a good set, a good test set?
Oh, according to this.
Right.
We are now formalizing the coverage. Uh-huh. We are working on this. Okay. We want to augment the tool with a measure of the element and how they are covered. But we need to formally then to go. We started the pragmatic. Now we are going to define the grammar and on the grammar to define this notion of coverage. So we will. We are working on it.
Interesting. Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.